Jude? Jude, let's begin from verse 16. These ungodly seducers are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who would walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Father, we pray that you would make us aware of these false teachers. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would help us to stay pure and faithful and learn much from your word and from the warnings that you have put in your book. And Father, again, we do thank you so much for our children in this meeting. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for their parents teaching them at a very, very early age about the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and your love and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ too with them. We give you thanks for them. We pray for your protection upon them, Heavenly Father. We pray that you would keep them from the evil one and evildoers and even evil philosophies. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. These seducers we have been studying, and Jude is not mincing words. They, among other characteristics, they have a very dissatisfied temper. They are murmurers. They're complainers all the time, walking after their own lust. They come in pew meetings, I think of Corinth and other places, the seven churches in Asia Minor, and Paul and Peter were warning about these false teachers coming in, and that warning was being realized in the time of Jude, and he is writing this book. And then, of course, they were fully active and very active by the time we get to Revelation, the seven churches. These come in into the meetings, pure holy meetings, as wolves in sheep's clothing. And pretty soon they become a part of the meeting. Now, when I say a part, I don't mean they become members of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, they never do. They're not saved. But they come in. Why would they come in and feel comfortable among the Lord's people? Well, they're wolves. They're wolves. They want to destroy the testimonies of the believers. They're mourners, complainers. They're walking after their own lust. That's all they're interested. Me, myself, and I. They're hard speakers against the Lord, against the Lord's providence, against the Lord's government. They don't like the yoke of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, even though the Lord Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. People have to have yokes, either the yoke of the devil or the yoke of the Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot do everything we please and get away with it. There is a divine government, and a believer has to obey the divine government. But these people, mourners, complainers, they don't like to do it. They like to walk after their own lust. And they're complainers. They're complainers. They think that that their lot should be better than it is. And of course, their lot is connected with their lust. And as I mentioned, they despise God's government, God's governed desires. They despise holiness. They despise God's ways. And they begin, as they seep into the meetings, they begin by actually bringing reproach or bringing dissatisfaction on the word of God. Has God said? That was what the devil used, as we heard this morning. Has God said? Begin to put doubt in people about the word of God. Oh, that's just Paul's writing. Oh, that's just Peter's writing. That's just a man. That's just a man. I have my own writing, or I have my own people that I follow, and I read their writings. It says, their mouth speaketh great swelling words. They count God as a hard master. Now, we heard about the tragedy just a couple of days ago. These kids were shot. I think by 26 people died. And there is no doubt in my mind that a lot of people are going to look at God and shake their fist, and they're going to say, where are you, God? Where are you? I heard a minister do that some time ago at Columbine High School shootout. Where are you, God? Just blame God. Just blame God. We're not talking about unbelievers. We're talking, well, yes, unbelievers. But we're talking about actually seducers who don't want to have anything to do with God. Their mouth speaketh great swelling words, and they count God a hard master. And they think that they're entitled to everything, great things, that they are entitled to just to make gain. Gain in any way, recognition, gain in filthy lucre, gain in lust and everything else. They're entitled to all that. And of course, they assert liberty. And of course, that means unbridled self-indulgence. No bridles. Me, myself, and I am free to do anything I like to do, anytime I like to do, and anywhere I like to do. Self-indulgence. And then, of course, they go and they try to get very, very close to people that they think they could make gain from, that they could have favor to bestow upon them. Very selfish, very arrogant. These were people at Jude's time, and they're people today. They're people today like that. Now, Jude goes and makes a direct appeal to the readers, to his readers, not just at that time, but at every time, even today, for us. And the object of this appeal is to save them, of course, from being beguiled by these apostates, and to exhort us to watch out, to be careful, and to remind us of the apostolic words. Those who wrote to warn the readers about the coming danger, the reflecting and respecting the scoffing sensualists. It says, But ye, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles or by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's evident that Jude was written after the epistles of Peter and then, of course, the epistles of Paul. And Jude is referring to these apostles who had written and warned the Christians, these godly people, about these seducing people who come in and who seep into the churches. Jude is referring to them and is saying that they deserve to be remembered, and that they want to be preserved from errors of these unbelievers, of these apostates that are coming in. Now, here's an encouragement as well. The Word of God. We have something that everybody did not have at the time of Jude. We have the complete Word of God before us. And the Lord encouraged us to study. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. An apostate comes and says something. Am I able to defend myself against him from the word of God? Am I able to give a reason for the hope that I have? We send kids to college, and a kid may come and say, well, I just joined the Mohammedan religion. Oh, why did you do that? Well, you have faith in Christ, I have faith in Mohammed. Why? What would be the answer? Can we defend the Lord Jesus Christ to that child so we could bring him back or bring her back to the Lord Jesus Christ? Can we do it? Jude says, you remember the apostolic writings. Study. And he's exhorting us to study, to look at the apostolic writings all the time, to increase our faith, pray. Lord, increase our faith. Lord, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from the evil philosophies, evil doers. Because they're here, all over. And yet, we have the power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit to sustain us. But God wants us to study and to pray. To pray. We need to pray to God all the time, all day. We can pray all the time. We see something that's good, we thank the Lord. We see something that's bad, we go to the Lord and say, Lord, take care of that situation. And we could pray, increase our faith. And also we could pray, Lord, I love you. I love you after what you've done for me. How can I help but love you? Love you. And here I'm going to stop and then pick up next week, hopefully. But these are words that we need to keep in mind all the time, that we would be able to withstand these seducers, these ungodly, unsaved people that seep into our communities, the churches, and we need to be careful. Thank you.